This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Partners in Crime by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Chapter 1. A Fairy in the Flat. Mrs. Thomas Beresford shifted her position on the divan and looked gloomily out of the window of the flat. The prospect was not an extended one, consisting solely of a small block of flats on the other side of the road. Mrs. Beresford sighed, and then yawned. "I wish," she said, "something would happen." Her husband looked up reprovingly. "Be careful, Tuppence. This craving for vulgar sensation alarms me." Tuppence sighed and closed her eyes dreamily. "So Tommy and Tuppence were married," she chanted, "and lived happily ever afterwards, and 6 years later they were still living together happily ever afterwards. It is extraordinary," she said, "how different everything always is from what you think it's going to be." "A very profound statement, Tuppence, but not original. Eminent poets and still more eminent divines have said it before, and if you'll excuse me saying so, have said it better. 6 years ago," continued Tuppence, "I would have sworn that with sufficient money to buy things with, and with you for a husband, all life would have been one grand sweet song, as one of the poets you seem to know so much about puts it."